You know, IGT has a long reputation as of being the dominant leader in the slot manufacturing industry. In the past 2 years, the company has really been remade as a technology company. What can you explain the differences or what the changes that have occurred and what this means to your customer?
Absolutely. Well, first let me say, Roger, always great to talk with you, and always great to you know, what's interesting, that IGT really has gone through quite a transformation. Probably more from the perspective of becoming a more competitive, kind of hungry organization, focused on a lot of improvements in operations, improvements in how we approach the business. Probably the most important aspect of that transformation is much more focused on customers and what their needs and wants are. And so I think one of the things that we get characterized as certainly is a technology company. But, you know, beyond that, I think the key goal that IGT has is to, you know, take that technology and leverage it for the betterment of our customers. One of the things that has occurred in my tenure here, just watching the industry and talking with customers, is the industry has evolved. You know, not only from the vendor side, actually probably more importantly from the customer side. You know, they have, we've been through some tough times. The business doesn't naturally grow by adding floor space or adding new casinos because the market just won't necessarily absorb it. And so our customers have had to leverage best practices like we have at IGT. They've had to leverage technology for the betterment or the more to drive productivity onto their floor. They've had to use systems to more improve their ability to market to their customers, to expand how their customers participate with their product. That is not just about the slot machine. It's about how you create the kind of entertainment experience with systems and technology. So I think what's been exciting about the evolution is that the market has evolved to where technology or the products that serve our customers that come from technology have been more readily embraced and have been gaining momentum in the last few quarters, more so than I think when I first started.
I see. Great. Well, you know, despite still being the leader in the market, RGT's market share has fallen over the past 5 years. But we had a chance to see the collection of games you're going to be presenting at G2E this year, and there's you know, obviously a result of a massive R&D effort over the past few years and retooling of many of the game groups. Do you feel, you know, this year's crop of machines is going to reverse that trend?
Well, you know, actually, I think we've been making progress each year for the past 3 years that I've been able to experience G2E. This year is very exciting. I mean, I would characterize it as our best year since I've been here. Maybe not so much because of the specific games, but probably more so because, you know, we had to change some paradigms. So let me kind of back up a little bit and give you a sense of how we think about G2E. We had to break some paradigms that existed, one of which is we build our best games around the G2E launch. And it really, we stopped doing that. We actually look to build games, in fact, great games throughout the year and distribute them throughout the year, not necessarily just for our G2E launch. Other paradigms, maybe unrelated to G2E, is we're probably building less games but spending more time on each game. So that's a paradigm. And then we're actually focusing a lot more on our international markets and some of the localization of gameplay that resonates with an international player in other parts of the world. So that's been an important aspect. I think in the past, we've not paid as much attention as we should have, and I think we've got a lot of energy there. You know, we spend well over $200 million a year in R&D. That is almost double our next nearest competitor. one of the things that we've really have a lot of energy and focus around is how we make that $200 million actually feel like a lot more. While $200 million has been a consistent number for IGT over the past several years, we're getting a lot more out of that because of some of the things we're doing. I'll give you an example. We do a lot more market research. We think about game characteristics that resonate with players. We perform market segmentation to understand different types of players and the types of game characteristics when combined together resonate with that type of player. We are very disciplined about building games by segment, most importantly in the volumes necessary to serve that segment, so that we don't get too focused on one piece of the market, because IGT prides itself on the ability to serve a very broad marketplace. So to us, these are not niches. These are, these are important segments of the market we serve.
Sure.
So we need to provide the games to the various segments in the right quantities based on market demand. So a lot of discipline and research goes into it. So what's maybe to answer your question directly, what's exciting about this G2E, it's not about a single great game. It's actually this G2E allows us to showcase a lot of work in building practices that really help to ensure that IGT will continually produce great games now and in the future.
Okay, great. Well, I know our editor, Frank Legato, has just finished his tour for the Global Games section of this month's magazine, and he was very impressed with what you guys had over and above, I think, everybody else. So that's always an indication when Frank likes machines.
Yeah, well, he knows. He
that's
knows
for sure. You know, let's go back to the market share. How much of the drop in the market share do you attribute to the natural consequence in expanding industry with access to many suppliers whose products are certainly improving, is it just a natural kind of thing?
Well, I think it's certainly natural if you look at it at a macro level. Our industry has grown in its market presence. So as a natural result, you have more entrants into the marketplace serving our customers.
Uh-huh.
And so naturally over time, people get better at what they're doing. And so it's very clear to us that this will be a competitive industry going forward. It will not revert back to the good old days where, we didn't have such intense competition.
Sure.
Our aspirations are pretty high. We realize that it's going to be competitive, but we're okay with that.
I mean,
the way I think about it is, we're not necessarily as an industry competing against our traditional competitors.
Right.
So the competitors that we think about as natural competitors, sure, we think about them, but there's probably a more concerning competitor on the horizon that is really alternative entertainment to gambling, to playing slot machines.
Sure.
To engaging in the services and the experience that a casino can create.
Mm-hmm.
So the way we think about it is the more competition and the more resources put into making great games in our industry really improves the overall industry's ability to compete against other forms of entertainment.
Sure.
When you think about market share, I think people traditionally think about market share in our biggest markets like Las Vegas or Atlantic City in your traditional casino. But IGT is also very focused on many other important markets. I'll give you an example. One that is very important now and in the upcoming future is the video lottery market. Very important customer base for us. We've traditionally done very well in that market. Very focused on bringing great entertainment not only to the traditional casino but also to that video lottery customer. Whether it's in Canada or Oregon or upcoming in Illinois or upcoming in Greece, these all opportunities are substantial and important for us. So of different opportunities in the marketplace that we're focused on. International, we talked about online gaming. Clearly something that's available now in parts of Europe, and we hope and expect it to be a global opportunity at some point in the future.
In terms of market share, do you guys have a goal that you're looking at?
No, you know, there's no real ceiling to our aspirations. I think we recognize that there aren't as many new casinos being built as there were 3 years ago. So as a result, our desire is to focus more on the replacement cycle and international expansion. So when you think about that, when you think about the natural, what are our aspirations, they really don't put a ceiling on it, because if you think about the international market, they're growing much faster than North America.
Yeah, no question.
And in the international markets, we don't have the same market share that we have here in North America.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of upside, a lot of opportunities.
Great. Let's talk about the SBX system. IGT was one of the first to the market with these server-based systems. You've got it now in Aria and the Cosmopolitan and several other casinos. What has been the experience of the operators in dealing with this, and do you have a lot of interest from other operators who want to get involved in this?
Well, you know, our focus for the last couple of years has been on adoption. Very important that we are able to showcase how server-based gaming improves the productivity of the floor. You know, it's technology, but unless the technology translates to more productivity, it doesn't really mean much. So what's exciting about the stage we're in right now is there have been enough, we have about 50 or so customers on SBX, and so that's enough of a critical mass where we're getting results from that customer base that give us strong indications that the productivity, they're experiencing the productivity we had hoped for. We have some customers in the first quarter experienced 10x growth in, and I'm not saying 10%, I mean 10x growth.
Right.
In the productivity of the piece of the floor that was connected to server-based gaming and our libraries. Now, we'd hope that would be the case a year from now, but frankly, that's the kind of uplift you get when you initially leverage the server-based the SBX product that we've got on the market today. So very exciting that we are able to drive that productivity. Our customers are continuously commenting that they're looking for more out of the application arena. And so we have actually a dedicated part of our studios that just build applications for our server-based customers. We have a number of them launching, we have several out already, but a number of them launching this upcoming quarter and then throughout next year.
Okay. And your customers' experience with it so far, have they been able to really utilize all the facets of it, or did they really just get used to it in the last year or so?
Well, I think in the last year, so the various aspects of server-based gaming, the download and configuration piece, so the download piece, is very actively used by a number of our customers. A number of our customers are leveraging the download aspect of server-based gaming to re-merchandise their floor in a way that creates parts of their floors as kind of a new game arena that constantly turns over the games, and it can do so very easily. So the download aspects of it, the configuration aspects of it, the changing the denoms dependent upon time of day and occupancy,
uh-huh.
That probably hasn't been used as much. You know, one aspect is, you know, you want the casinos obviously to be full when you leverage that, the configuration aspects of the server-based gaming.
Sure.
On the media manager side, the WTG application that allows a customer to automatically agree to a WTG being posted on the $1,200 win,
uh-huh.
The releasing of the game to allow them to play, has driven productivity up on that floor.
Okay.
So several customers have actually deployed Media Manager, SBX Media Manager, for the very purpose of getting available. But what we think will really drive adoption will be the upcoming portfolio of applications that we're developing that really start to market the floor in a way that's never been marketed, that creates value for the customer that hasn't occurred in the past. So we think it's evolving exactly how we would like it. The marketplace is somewhat challenged economically, so we think it'll pick up as the industry picks up. But certainly, through the last couple of years, it's met our expectations.
Right. IGT's core business has always been the great games that you've produced. I was just talking to somebody about the Wheel of Fortune the other day, and I think it's 15 or 16 years since you introduced that, and it's still one of the biggest earners on the floor. Do you still consider your game development labs the most important asset for IGT?
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it. Our games, our business is making great games. We may think about how to distribute the games through different mediums, but it always starts with the creativity that exists. Much of what I talked about, the development process that we've built here at IGT over the last couple of years, whether it's market research, market segmentation, all those things really are for the single purpose of putting our studios in the best position to create those games. That all the science in the world, it really does create the opportunity, but it does still require that little bit of pixie dust, that little bit of magic that comes out of our studios to differentiate ourselves in the marketplace. And so, yes, absolutely the most important asset we have, and we won't forget it. We continue to remind ourselves of that.
Yeah, and then in that same vein, you've recommitted to what are really the core of your core games, the For Sale Video and Stepper Slots, in addition to the participation games like Center Stage. Does this mean you're anticipating a return of capital investment within the industry to really take advantage of these new products?
Well, we haven't seen the return yet, but it does feel, if you look at all the indicators, it does feel like the players are beginning to come back across the board. They certainly are active in the marketplace internationally. So we all hope that the turnaround is around the corner. It feels like it should be. It feels like it is. But I've been saying that for about a year and a half now.
Yeah, right.
I'm kind of hearing myself say that.
I guess so.
I think with the way we're approaching it is, you assume that it'll still be intensely competitive, and there will not be enough to go around. And so our goal is to take market share from our competitors, and you do that by having, great games that, as I mentioned, one of the things we're focused on and we'd like to describe here at IGT is, for many years we were very focused on how sharp the blade of our sword was, and that the length of the sharpness of our blade was important when you were opening a new casino because you wanted to grab that 50-plus percentage market share. But we're now probably more focused on how sharp the tip of our sword is,
uh-huh.
Because in the replacement market, it's okay to have fewer games, but the games you do have to be great.
Right.
And so we found success with that evolving view. When the market comes back, we'll reinvest. $200 million goes a long way, especially if you're leveraging it to the full extent. And so market comes back, we'll redirect ourselves in the right direction.
Sure. Now, is this recommitment to the core video and stepper games a response to player research or just a modernization of games that have always dominated the market?
Well, what's interesting about the stepper business is that it dropped precipitously with the introduction of great video games and video slots. But then, that precipitous drop kind of stabilized at about, a third of the floor, 30%, 35%. So it's clear to us that there is a segment of the market that enjoys those type of games. And so what we did, what we then did is solicit market research that tried to understand what was it about those games that had that marketplace so resilient about wanting to play those their stepper games. And so we understand a lot more about it over the last 18 months. And so yes, so we've recommitted to that space, and you'll be able to see a pretty exciting lineup come out at G2E and over the next year.
Great. You mentioned earlier online gaming. IGT seems to be placing a lot of faith in the prospect of legalized online gaming, of course, in the United States, but elsewhere. You are certainly well positioned to profit from that with the purchase of WagerWorks several years ago and the recent purchase of Interaction. How do you plan to capitalize on this advantage?
What's interesting is we've actually been, we think, for ourselves, we've been actually tempered in our investment in online gaming. We clearly believe it is a opportunity for the future. And so we want to participate in that opportunity. But we recognize that the opportunity today is in parts of Europe and potentially other parts of the international markets, whether it be Mexico or Canada. And so we've actually had our investment commensurate to the opportunities in those markets. Now, the U.S. market obviously is a big opportunity when it does happen, but as we all recognize in our industry, you can't really try to invest too far ahead in anticipation of regulatory changes, because you could find yourself waiting. And so our view is we're investing for those international markets that are available today. We think Interaction gives us a multi-tenant platform that would allow us to host poker, online gaming, casino-based games, bingo, and sports betting. Of course, on the casino game side, with WagerWorks, we're a market leader in that space.
Right.
But the addition of poker and some of the other aspects on the platform, on the Interaction platform, really gives us a full-service platform.
Sure.
So that's exciting for us, and we're in the process of building our roadmaps and evolving that technology, integrating that with what we've got today, and going to the marketplace where we're allowed.
Well, I got a chance to see your new San Francisco office earlier this year, and very impressive. And that is solely dedicated to the online gaming space?
Yes, actually it is, but there are parts of the office that we are actually also leveraging for our traditional game development.
Uh-huh.
Not a big part, but a small part of the office, certain aspects of it. But principally, yes, the online business, our interactive business.
Okay, great. Yeah, it was a very impressive office. It was really, really modern, and looked like it was very pleasant to work in there. Now, does IGT plan to offer online gaming through IGT, or are you just going to serve the operators, the online operators?
Is to serve our operators.
Uh-huh.
That's why the Interaction acquisition was very important, because it was a multi-tenant platform.
Uh-huh.
There are a number of platforms that are out there that serve consumers directly, but to be able to host a number of casino operators on the same platform was not a capability of those platforms. So Interaction was important because it was multi-tenant and allows us to go to our various operator customers and enable them with a platform that allows them to participate in the online gaming business with minimal investment in the technology and maximize their value to the overall partnership that would come from having the player relationships and managing those player relationships and marketing to their players, which would be their value add. And then our value add would be the technology platform and the games that we would develop for it.
Okay, so you're not planning to compete with your principal customers then when it goes online?
No.
Good, because I think some of the other slot manufacturers haven't learned that yet.
No, it's one of those things where industries, and one of the things you just don't do is you don't compete with your customers,
right?
Because you know they $2 billion of revenue a year comes from our core customer base,
right?
And pretty challenging to compete with that core revenue base.
Yeah, no question.
It'd be a silly proposition to try. And so our view is we want to enable, and actually it works very well, enabling our customers who all want to participate in a larger piece of the gaming pie. But the challenge in participating in online gaming is platform game development. It requires a lot more pieces, and so we hope to deliver those pieces.
Okay. So let me just encapsulate what I think you told me is that the IGT investment in online gaming is really aimed at what the market is today in Europe and in other countries. And if the U.S. comes on, that's just a bonus for you, but you're happy with what's out there right now in terms of the level of your investment.
Yes, exactly. Our investment is commensurate with the market opportunity, and so that was key for us. And if and when the U.S. Is available for online gaming legally, then we hope to participate actively by enabling our customers, our casino customers, to enter the market with a multi-tenant platform.
Great. So obviously you're in favor of that. Are you putting some lobbying dollars in D.C. to see if that can get accomplished this year?
Well, we're very supportive of a number of efforts. We are hopeful that the various initiatives that are out there are successful. We prefer to stand more in the background and allow it to happen what will happen. But we do support initiatives and other initiatives where we can, but we tend to want to stay in the background on some of these things.
Okay. Now, a lot of people are telling me that the U.S. is already behind the eight ball when it comes to mobile gaming, which they think will be more important than even online gaming. What is IGT's strategy in the mobile field? Are you working on stuff that will really deliver you some return on investment there?
Absolutely. So our Million to One acquisition that we made several years ago really was for that purpose. And so we believe online gaming will come in two forms. It'll be obviously online, but today online is about as much as being mobile as it is to be in front of a computer. And so mobile gaming is in effect online gaming, and so we will have both. Our vision and direction is to have online gaming in both mediums.
Okay.
And then the ultimate vision is that online gaming and mobile gaming will eventually converge with traditional casino-based gaming, where a particular customer or player that a casino has a relationship with will be able to participate in traditional gambling and gaming in a casino, but also have to maintain that relationship when they are online. Or maintain that relationship when they are mobile and gambling in a different medium. And so very important that we view some of my original comments was that we're trying to leverage technology to access markets that our customers our casino customer might not be able to otherwise access. And so the goal is that we build a converged platform that allows our customers to participate in all three mediums and enable their players to participate with them in all three mediums.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot of manufacturers has moved to the social media stage to connect with their customers and also with the players, so that players recognize an IGT game when they see it. What is IGT strategy when you're talking about Facebook, Twitter, etc.?
So we're very active in a number of the social networks, whether it is Facebook or Twitter or blogging. And so we have actually a marketing organization that whose sole objective is to leverage those leverage social media to make sure all our customers are interfacing with IGT in as many ways as possible, and we obviously believe that'll be a big part of how you market yourself, market your games in the future, and so we're invested in that space as well.
Great. You know, a lot of people believe that the IGT's corporate culture, you know, starting way back with Cy Red and through Chuck Mathewson, was largely responsible for the company's historical innovation and dominance as a casino supplier. How has the corporate culture changed as management has changed and greater emphasis is placed on online gaming?
Well, what's interesting about the corporate culture that IGT, that is identified with IGT, is it's still there. And the excitement that comes from winning again and having customers tell us that our games are better and that the putting the customer first, they can feel the change in attitude, really is, I think, consistent with how we built the company. I think we're just helping it to come to the front and be experienced by our customers probably more readily. So I don't think it's a huge shift in culture. I think our desire to make great games, our desire to be market leaders, our desire to deliver what our customers want has always been there. And, I think we've been just focused on making sure that was front and center for everything we do.
I see. And how has the new management team really merged? I got a chance to interview Eric Berg last week. I was very impressed with him, as I, of course, was with Patty when we met her. Have you and all the upper management people been able to really talk about the corporate culture and where you're going and what it means to both your employees and your customers?
You know, we spend, Roger, a lot of time together, whether it be developing our vision, building our strategies, talking about how we execute, a lot of time. It's actually the best management team I've ever been a part of. Incredibly smart people, incredibly customer focused. The one characteristic for sure about this management team, and I see it every day, is many of us have come from industries where we were not the biggest player. We were actually typically the smaller player trying to make inroads and take market share from the big guy. And so I was at Sprint trying to, take down AT&T. Some of us have been at small manufacturers trying to take down Cisco. Microsoft Xbox competing against Sony, trying to take their business down in the video game space. And so a lot of us come from industries where we were the smaller guy trying to take the big guy. So you see that in the culture. There's no complacency. There's a huge amount of comfort with competitive environment.
Mm-hmm.
Realizing that you can't rest on any laurels. Knowing that your competitor is going to come back in a quarter with even better games, and preparing for that to up the ante. So that's one characteristic that I think is really consistent with this new energy. And I think the organization feels it. I think we feel competitive again, and we feel like we're back,
mm-hmm.
and we're back winning. And I think our customers feel it. I think our customers are beginning to see that we're serious about service, and we're serious about being attentive, and we're serious about building things for their players and anticipating what their players will want. And I think most importantly, what you'll see at G2E is we are very, very, very focused on helping the industry, or guiding the industry, into a very uncertain future, and hopefully delivering the type of services like online gaming that will help to solidify that future for our current customers.
Right.